Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bill, the producer here. Jimmy the Bubble Boy and CJ, they're coming in here momentarily. They just let out from Godzilla. And so they are going to show up for today's international broadcast. And we got a lot to cover. I've been on the road. I've been cruising around the world. Well, or as much as you can on a cruise. I stopped off in Key West. Captain Patrick hanging over from the World of Boating show.
No, yeah. Just hung over. Let's get back to this double date that CJ and James went on.
Yeah, what about
what's going on with that?
Well, you know, they're buddies.
Like buddies?
Like buddies.
Yeah, all right.
You would expect them to be.
Bill and I are engaged.
Scuba divers.
So.
Yeah. That is
you guys
exactly
have no cover.
That's yes. Not exactly what we wanted to hear. And it's not exactly what we wanted to say.
Well, not in that way.
Yeah.
But you let it out on the previous show.
Well, I mean, he's referred to you as his beard, which I'm not sure exactly what that means, other than you have more of a goatee kind of thing going on, not really a beard.
Listen, Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
Are you chicken?
Yeah, you know what? And I know we're going to give you a hard time about getting older. That was a great line.
Yeah, thank you.
But in all honesty, I think you'll look great for 65.
Well, thank you, I think. Yeah, I did celebrate a birthday yesterday, and thank you to all the folks that posted things on Facebook and stuff yesterday. And
not often when two Beatles songs relate to his birthday.
What do you mean? What 20 years ago today?
Today's your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I get older, losing my hair, several minutes from now, will you still be sending me a valentine?
I never sent you a valentine in the first place.
Birthday greeting bottle of wine.
Okay. No.
You know the song?
No. I have no idea what you're even referring to.
Well, Patrick and I are on the exact same page on this, so it's perfectly okay with us.
All right. So, I don't know. There could be, mermaids popping out of birthday cakes today. You know, no telling what could happen.
I've got a number of things which might happen, and none of them are that.
Darn. So much for my birthday wish.
Oh, James has brought you a birthday gift.
Uh-oh, he did.
Happy birthday,
Bubble Boy just showed up with a Burger King bag and a General Daniels. Oh boy! Hey, it's gonna be very happy. It's gonna be happy, happy, happy.
Happy, Bubble Boy. Joy.
All right. Well, there you go. That should give you an idea of what to expect on today's show, which is a bunch of drunken yammering for
that's
the next
not,
couple
that's
hours.
Not real Jack Daniels, by the way. Because
what is that?
It's spelled Daniels. They forgot an I.
Daniels.
That's the a knockoff stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it still works. Still gets you there quicker. I mean, I saw that. I think I saw this in Cozumel when we got off the cruise boat. They sold this. It was half price. So it was a bargain. So evidently, Bubble Boy had found a button. No, that's the real stuff.
That's real.
That's glass and everything. Yeah. So anyway, well, thank you, Bubble Boy. Appreciate that. That'll kick things up a notch here.
Did you ever read the government warning on these things?
No, heck no. Otherwise, I wouldn't drink it. Why would I do that? All right. So, there could be a lot of surprises on today's show. I don't know what these guys got up their sleeves or up their wetsuits. But we got a lot of stuff to cover. And, there's the Tech Dive USA event is going on in South Florida today. And we're going to find out what's going on with that.
Before any of that happens,
there's a mermaid in a birthday cake. Here it comes.
Oh, boy. Your birthday gift on the phone line with us.
Uh-oh, we have a guest on the phone.
Deirdre Manning. Deirdre is the lyricist for, and I wish I was making this up, but I'm not.
Uh-oh.
Sharknami the Musical.
Get out. Really?
Awesome. Yeah, at the Orlando International Fringe Theater Festival, there is a show called Sharknami, and we can get you in to see this show. We can make that happen for you, Greg Holt, for your birthday. Deirdre's with us right now, and she's submerging.
Evidently.
Dive.
What is this, like Sharknado times 10?
You can't use Sharknado.
No, they'll see.
This is way better.
We're not allowed to say Sharknado. So,
of course not.
It might be very similar. It's about sharks and tornadoes, so
that's about
as close as we get.
It's called Sharknami. When we interviewed her at Radio Free Fringe, we thought, whoa, so it's a tsunami of sharks. No. In fact, their material has a tornado with sharks in it.
All right, so we can't say Sharknado, but it's a tsunami of sharks as opposed to a tornado of sharks. Right. Is that what we're saying?
And they may or may not have used the theme from Jaws that John Williams wrote, only slightly different, kind of like Vanilla Ice did Queen's.
So instead of dun-dun-dun, it's dun-dun-dun.
No, it's in reverse. Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, we very lovingly rip off a lot of good and bad things about horror movies and disaster movies and musical theater. I think lovingly rip off is a good way to describe it.
Okay, now this is a birthday gift to me. How exactly?
Because it is Sharknado on stage as a musical, and we got the woman who wrote the lyrics
to the song. Oh, it's a musical!
We got the woman who wrote the lyrics to the songs.
Okay, all right.
And she's very cute.
Three words for you.
You got me at musical.
Three words for you. Yeah. Tap dancing sharks.
Tap dancing sharks? Are you kidding me?
Full shark nudity.
Full shark
Definitely.
Nudity.
Really?
Not kidding about any of those things.
All right, Deirdre, give me some of the lyrics of this stage show spectacular that I may get to witness later. What kind of lyrics are we talking about in the main theme, or is it give me something to chew and bite into?
Well, our opening number is called Old Man Frank's, and it's about the bar that it takes place in, and it goes. So come on, you know you're welcome out, Old Man Frank's. That's sort of a taste of it.
Now for Greg's birthday,
I don't want to give away too much, but there's lots of different songs, and we rip off. I'm going to just keep saying rip off. We rip off a lot of different musical theater styles. There's like a rock song that
Do you know why she's okay
like
saying
R&B
that?
That a shark sings.
Deirdre's okay saying that we ripped it off because she wrote the lyrics, and the lyrics are all new, so she stole nothing.
Yes.
I didn't
steal anything. My writing partner, John DeLisa, he's the composer. He stole a lot. But
copy-paste.
All right.
That's all he does.
The other great thing about this show takes place in a bar.
Well, it sounds like Old Man Frank's bar.
Wow, right. Greg, so you got an Old Man's Frank for your birthday. That's just great.
There you go.
Well, okay. So, do you actually perform in the?
If she was performing, we would say performer. We said lyricist. She is an artiste writing the genius lyrics. You would really appreciate her work in this.
Well, I would imagine so. And it sounds like if she wrote the lyrics,
I'm sure you would. I decided that I actually did graduate from theater UCF with a degree in musical theater, so I do perform. But on this one, I decided all I have to do is write it, and I vocal directed it. So it's been like a process. But I decided I'd take a step back from the stage. So it's just my lyrics that you'd come to see.
Well, yeah, but could you give us any kind of little taste of what this would be like?
I've already given you plenty of taste.
Just Old Man Frank's. I want to hear more than Old Man Frank's.
Actually, no. What if we did this for you? She's a lyricist.
There's 15 different songs, so there's a wide variety of lyrics that you can hear.
What about the Naked Shark song? Give me a little bit of that one. No?
The Naked Shark song, it goes, I'm just a shark, and if you've read the news, people say I've got snark, but it's just bad reviews. How's that?
That's excellent right there. Now, here's the question I have.
Amazing.
Now, it's musical theater and it rhymes. So,
snark?
Would you rewrite the main theme,
mm-hmm.
the opening number, for Greg for his birthday as Old Man Greg's? Because he's like 78.
Yeah.
I mean, he is not a young man, and he looks, if this helps you at all, he looks a lot like Colonel Sanders, but with less hair.
Oh, my gosh. You're putting me on the spot, but I think, I think you can come up with that.
You don't need to do it now. When Greg comes to the show, we'll let you know he's there, and you just have those lyrics in the back pocket there. So when Greg shows up, you're just going to rework it with Greg instead of, I'm sure it'll be an easy fit. I'm sure.
It's the same syllable, so I absolutely think we can do that.
Yeah, total improv. Perfect. Let's make it happen.
Actually, if she could write in a spot for a scuba diver, Greg could come out in his wetsuit and stuff.
That's asking too much.
If this is what you guys gave me for my birthday, all I can say is thank God Jimmy the Bubble Boy brought in a bottle of Jack Daniels.
You're welcome.
Because we're going to need it. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwatercay.com.
Hi, my name is Jordan Mazinski from Chicago.
Not Bears.
And I'm here with my close friend, Greg, who's the scuba radio dive master. Plus, he's my roomie on the AquaCat. I'm not telling you no more because whatever was said in the islands, it stays in the island.
106 miles to Chicago.
But I didn't keep you warm at night.
No, he stole my pillow.
It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, George from Chicago. You got to get back out there. They're actually having a boat show out there, I believe, in a couple weeks. And the Be a Diver pool is going to be up there at that event. We'll be checking in with Big Wave Dave accordingly. All right, so I don't really know what to make of this Sharknami thing. It does sound interesting, Bill, but I just looked it up. Deirdre and her crew are putting on that show, and it conflicts with yours. And you have you and Patrick from the World of Boating have a play they're doing at this Fringe Festival here in Orlando.
It's live broadcast radio, Radio Free Fringe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Radio Free Fringe.
And tonight our show is at 8 o'clock.
It's a mockumentary of a radio show.
You could
say
that.
Am I correct? It's kind of like the Spinal Tap of radio shows.
Not
is that
exactly.
true?
Not exactly. It's really
of radio shows.
It's more like the Sharknado of radio shows.
Okay.
Oh.
So your inspiration was what exactly?
This train wreck?
Yeah, that's what I thought. So we'll see how this unfolds when it, you know,
actually,
makes
tonight's show, you may recall that a little while ago I did a stint on a sports program.
Mm-hmm.
And that I would come in every week and tell you how grateful I was that I got to work with you and that my life was not always working with this other guy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember.
He's really the, he is really, really, really the source
the inspiration?
Material. The source material we used for this particular
show. Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind. That's
sports
good to know.
Sports ninjas tonight.
Sport ninjas.
Sports ninjas.
All right. But the Sharknami thing.
Yeah.
Is a real play. When you were talking about having deer drawn, she seemed like a nice girl. I thought you were hosing me.
Nope, I know we are not in any way hosing you.
It's a real. She really is doing this musical. They're performing
and they have
at
an
the
enormous
Fringe
cast.
Yeah,
and it's at the 23rd annual Orlando Fringe Festival.
I looked
it
up.
Find out more information. Go to hold on one sec. OrlandoFringe.org.
Okay, and it says the rating 18 and up. Strong language, nudity,
shark nudity.
Oh.
And for immature audiences only.
Well, then I'm in.
Yeah, shark nudity.
Yeah, but it conflicts with your show tonight.
They're playing
tonight, too.
Some nights, I mean, that happens. We're doing six shows. They're doing six shows. It's going to happen that we're going to be at the same time. I have absolutely no problem promoting their show for you or for them.
All right. Well, what am I going to do? Which one should I see, then?
Well, if this is the only chance you get to see one of the radio, the Radio Free Fringe shows, you damn well better come to our show.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what we can do.
Make accommodations for them, but you damn well better come to see us.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. So this is what Bill does during his surface interval. He goes and does plays about fake radio shows.
Well, actually, you know what? This is something that really is Captain Patrick from the World of Boating, really his brainchild. He came up with the idea. He came up with the initial funding. He arranged the advertising.
Kind of like the Scuba Radio Christmas play.
Very much like the Scuba Radio Christmas play, except for we have no script at all to ignore.
Really? Interesting. Well, yes. that could be...
And we will not have Jimmy the Bubble Boy doing any female impersonations.
Yeah, try this on your own surface.
Although, to be fair...
At least not from the stage. He could go tonight and be in the audience and jump in.
At the Fringe, there will be plenty of female impersonations. Don't you worry about a thing.
All right.
We got that covered.
Mm-hmm. If you say so. Or uncovered, because it says nudity as well for you guys. Is that true? 18 and up, strong language, and nudity for the...
It shouldn't say nudity, because we're not going to be naked.
Why?
Thank heavens.
Usually are for this show.
Well, I mean,
adult
pantsless.
Themes. Adult themes you get.
Pantsless is not the same as nude. And if you need me to demonstrate that, I can demonstrate. You've gotten kind of, blasé about the whole no pants thing. So if you want to try nudity on for size and see what you think about that, more power to you.
If you say so.
Graphic radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, give me another shot of that booze. All right. So, we're off to, a rough start as usual here. But that's what happens when it's around one of our birthdays. And
only when it's around yours.
Is that what the deal
really
is?
You haven't done a damn
Look
thing
out.
For me.
CJ just showed up with a cooler.
Hey.
Yeah.
So he brought in some more booze.
No, he's harvesting organs.
Oh, boy. All right, so it could be a crazy show, which, means it'll be typical. Welcome, CJ. How are you, buddy? Good to see you again.
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Happy birthday, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We got some dive stuff to actually talk about today, so I guess we'll start getting to that in between these shots of birthdays.
Oh, don't let me stop you from that.
No. Yeah, but no, you won't. You brought the ice and the cups. That's what we've been waiting for.
And some rum.
As opposed to just drinking straight from the bottle that Bubble Boy brought in. We figured we'd be more couth and get out the red solo cups.
A little rum.
Oh, yeah. All right. Ryan is the bartender. Is that the deal? Hey, Ryan. How are you, buddy?
Teaching him young.
Yeah, there he is. He's mixing it up. We got our own 8-year-old mixologist in the studio. He's 12. Yeah, sorry.
Very close to 13.
Very close to 30. Okay. I was just trying to make you sound more impressive.
I'm just thinking about this now.
What?
The scotch that I like is the same age as your son's.
There you go. That's about the age they start being cool.
Really?
Yeah. Ryan's been cool for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, well, we got that. But let's talk some diving. There's a lot of stuff that happened since last week's show. Actually, last week's show was recorded because I was on the road. I was on a cruise ship, stopped off in Cayman, Cozumel, and Key West. I was talking about that a couple weeks ago. And I got off in those ports from this cruise ship and didn't do any diving. I thought about it. I was going to do it. I looked at it. I was tempted by the water. But I was like, no, I'll come back and do it for real another time.
See, most people dive as a little mini vacation from their regular jobs. When you're on vacation from Scuba Radio, you don't dive.
Yes. It's kind of strange, but that's the honest to God truth.
He gets a briefcase. He goes into work.
Right. I break out a computer, start running, budgets and things like that. No, yeah. But it's the truth. I honestly just go and do other stuff, like hang out on the beach or as I did on the cruise ship, I just ate. Packed on a pound for every day. That was my goal, and wow. I succeeded. Thank you very much. Thanks to the Carnival's chocolate buffet. Anyway, I was tempted to do some diving. We're gonna, especially in Cozumel and Cayman, and we'll talk about that. I had several suggestions on what to do. Probably my biggest temptation to dive, or at least doing some snorkeling, was through the cenotes in Cozumel. And they did have a trip that Carnival was actually running that I was really tempted to do. It would have taken up the entire, port of call, a 7-hour trip. But I saw the pictures and I saw the videos. We decided to blow it off and sleep in. But I'm going to go back and do this because I watched the videos and you can actually snorkel through these stalactite caves. Cool. They just look phenomenal. We'll talk about that and much, much more coming up here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. A lot of videos in the news as well. We're going to go over those as well. So stick around.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
So some videos of gray whites and some divers being assaulted underwater in Hawaii. We're going to talk about that in just a bit, but I got to open up a birthday card here, evidently.
Oh boy.
From CJ. Two rules in life. Never drink on an empty stomach. And let's see. Okay, and it shows a diver in his wetsuit that... A little bloated. Like he blew up his wetsuit and it expanded beyond belief. Greg, never fought in your wetsuit. Ain't that the truth? Why would I do this?
You know, you've been to Mexico. You're eating a lot of food.
True.
In Cozumel,
you gas up a nice little extra there. Thank you, dude. That's
you
awesome.
Know what that's for?
For the Steel Panther.
That's right.
Yes. CJ turned me on to Steel Panther this week. I had never heard of these guys. It's like the Tenacious D of the 80s or something.
They're quite the spectacle.
Oh my God. I laughed my ace off this week. But yeah, I appreciate that. And check out Steel Panther. CJ has way too much time on his hands, but that's what makes him so entertaining.
When does that kick in?
What do you mean?
The entertainment part.
Yeah. No. People wonder, I get
or
these...
Or the time.
You know, we just put this new feature up at scubaradio.com where you can leave voicemails. And I actually had, I've had several people already do this where you can go and you got 90 seconds to ask a question, comment, complain, whatever your heart desires.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, well, no, I've already had some interesting comments and
Bill's shaking his head.
Questions that have nothing to do with the show. One of them actually was about you, CJ, and they says, CJ pops on your show every once in a while, and you talk a little bit about diving, but what does he do? They were asking me, what do you do in your spare time between being on the radio? And I say, well, you're one of my radio friends, and you help us out a lot with production, and actually, we'll give you an example of what CJ actually does after we get through the Dan tip here today on the show. And we'll give you a little background on what CJ does on his surface interval, and that'll kind of make you understand why I have him in so often.
So infrequently.
You amuse me. And we'll see why.
What, am I some kind of clown?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 486. It is not advisable to tip your dive boat crew in sand dollars. They frown on that. Besides, the sand currency went belly up decades ago.
The sand people are easily startled, but they'll soon be back, and in greater numbers.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on tap today, Nick?
Well, hey, Greg, I thought today we'd talk a little bit about risk assessment.
Sounds risky.
Wow. Really?
I couldn't help it. What would you like us to know about risk assessment?
Actually, it's not so much what I want you to know as much as what I want you to ask.
Ask?
Yep. There are certain questions you should be asking yourself before every dive, because if you don't have definitive, appropriate answers for each and every one of them, you shouldn't be getting in the water.
Tell you what, you ask the questions and I'll guess why they're important.
Turning the tables, huh?
I like to keep you on your toes.
Game on. The first question you should always ask yourself, am I feeling up for this dive?
It's important to be mentally and physically capable of completing the planned dive. If you have any doubt about your health on any given day, don't do it.
That's right. Next.
See?
Do you have the training to complete this dive?
Training teaches what you need to know, and knowledge keeps you safe. Diving without proper training is like driving with your eyes closed. You might get lucky if you make it, but you don't really know what you're doing.
You got it.
Yeah.
Next. Do I have everything I need to make this dive?
Lacking the appropriate gear for a dive is like driving a car with three wheels. It doesn't work.
An interesting image, but exactly right.
See?
How about, is my gear in proper working order for this dive?
Gear should be cared for properly and serviced at regular intervals to ensure it remains in reliable working order. Failing to do so is like driving a car whose wheels are taped on. They stay together, but it's risky.
What is it with you and these car analogies?
I like them. Don't you?
They're great. I just didn't know you were such a car guy.
I am a man of mystery.
That's one word to describe it.
What's another?
Let's stay focused. Here's another one. Are there any natural circumstances that indicate the dive should not take place?
Storm warnings, strong currents, excessive wind, temperature, and other weather-related factors can and do interfere with dive safety.
Yes, and here's another one. Am I familiar with the site I'll be diving?
Do your research so you know the facts necessary to plan the dive properly. If it's your first time on the site, make sure you've checked with local guides for information, or better yet, take a local guide with you. Not doing all you can to familiarize yourself with a new dive site would be like driving in a new town without a map.
You're back to the driving, eh?
Car guy.
Next question. Have I fully considered the risks this dive presents? Have I prepared emergency plans in the event of a problem?
Always hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Are my buddy and I in agreement on all aspects of the dive in terms of preparation, communication, and planning?
Talk to your buddy about every aspect of the dive before you get in the water. It's a lot easier to discuss it above the surface than below.
Have I considered all the details, including the small ones like hydration during surface intervals and sunscreen?
Sometimes the day is made in the details. Ignoring them would be like setting off on a road trip without remembering to put gas in the tank.
And you were doing so well.
Admit it, you like them. Come on.
I do, and I'm impressed with your answers. And not just because of your dedication to one analogy, but because you demonstrated why each question is an important one to ask yourself before each and every dive.
And I did it with brilliant analogies. Want to grab some dinner?
Sure, but I'm driving, car guy.
Okay. Risk assessment is something every diver must do before each and every dive. It's a key step to ensuring you're ready to make that dive. And if any of the answers leave you in doubt, don't do it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. A lot of videos popped up on my radar the last week or two. We're going to get into them. A diver was assaulted underwater in Hawaii. A great white was seen off the coast of Florida. We're going to delve into that here on the show today. But CJ and Jimmy the Bubble Boy are in the studio. They, you know, my birthday was yesterday. They brought me in a nice little gift. Appreciate that. Two bottles of something that will definitely get us through the show much quicker today, at least for us, not necessarily for you listening. But, you know, we'll muddle through. We'll muddle through. And as I was mentioning before the Dan tip, we have this new feature at scubaradio.com that you can click on this tab on the right side of the page that says send voicemail. And it allows you to take 90 seconds to comment, complain, question, whatever you have for us, and record right there through the website or your cell phone or iPad or whatever you know, device you're using. And send us this voicemail. And we've already gotten quite a few. Not many of them I can air, unfortunately. And it's kind of new. I'm not ready to put any on the air just yet. I got to censor these things a little bit, edit them up accordingly. But one of them was, and CJ showed up today. Might as well talk about it. The guy was asking, you know, this guy CJ shows up on Scuba Radio periodically. What the heck does he do? You know, I understand you taught him how to dive, Greg, but what is your story exactly? He comes in, he chimes in, has fun, and that kind of thing. And I mentioned,
I was born a small black child.
Yes.
Son of a sharecropper.
That's interesting. An Jerk. Interesting background for him, for sure. But me and CJ go way back in radio, and he helps me out with some of the production and some of the goofy things you hear on the show. And I thought, well, you know, why don't we give an example of what he actually does on his surface interval? You know, obviously we hang out, we go diving when we can. He comes on the show and we talk about diving. But, you know, in his real life, he is actually a radio production guy. And does serious production that is distributed throughout the U.S. and that kind of thing. I figured, why not give everybody a little perspective of where he's coming from? That's what this guy was asking. So I figured, why not, you know, answer the, you know, accordingly.
Before we play this spot, though, and we'll get this in just
spot
a moment.
Spot commercial, right? That he produced. Okay.
I want everyone to understand that although CJ helps out with things on Scuba Radio, there's absolutely nothing which he's willing to claim responsibility for. Not one single thing.
Well, who would?
I mean, and the entire history of this radio broadcast, has CJ ever said, yep, that's mine? Not one time.
Until today.
Well, we'll find out.
All right, and you got to remember, he does national, you know, commercials and production for major corporations, and this is a representation of what you typically
do. Whoever wants to hire me.
Yeah, whoever wants to hire. Okay, let's play what he brought in today. Go ahead, Bill.
Corona invites you to pack your summer with ice-cold Coronas and fill your summer all summer long at coronassummer.com. That's not it. That's the donor kidney. Nope, that's not it. That's a severed finger. Nope, that's not a beer. That's a severed penis. What's that doing in there? Can't seem to find the Corona. Hold on, it's here somewhere. It's for summer. Ugh. That's a fish. We'll eat that later. I'm going to have to get back to you on the Corona thing, because I got a lot of stuff in this cooler. I could have sworn I had some beer in here, but we'll do this again real quick. Sorry about that.
Okay, so that is, you know, a commercial that you did?
Probably
Bill?
Not the best thing to play.
Well, you brought it in. I thought that was, supposed to be a representation of what you do on your surface interval. I told you to come in with something like, and that's what you, I mean, did this air?
No.
Well, it did now.
The real one aired that
you
I
figure,
didn't, that
oh,
I
okay,
didn't
the
screw up.
You figure, well, something that wouldn't be appropriate for the airwaves would be appropriate for Scuba Radio is what you're saying.
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you. So now you know what CJ does on his surface interval.
Just stream of consciousness.
Yes. It's just
there's a microphone on him all the day.
Fish out organs out of a ice cooler.
That's nice.
On the beach.
You know, it painted a picture.
Thank you.
It did. Kind of a disturbing one, but
would like to say that that great beer company has nothing to do with me.
Not anymore. They don't.
Greg airs the stuff that's really not meant to be broadcast.
I would really like to meet the copywriter that came up with writing the word summer. What was that? 45 times in the 15 seconds of scripted dialogue there.
Yeah. Hmm.
Summer.
You do what you can.
Getting getting Corona to sponsor our show. Mm. But anyway.
He did bring in the same cooler there, Greg, so.
Yeah.
He didn't wash it, though.
All right. Well, you know.
Shut up, man.
You know, after something like that, it kind of makes me thirsty, though. I mean, so maybe it did.
It worked.
You accomplished your goal.
It's summer and you're thirsty, so.
Yeah, and if we had Corona, we'd be drinking it, but we have something much more potent. So we'll go to that and come back with some more chat next. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Please put on your 3D glasses whenever you see this symbol.
Here you go, darling.
Off the coast of Southern California, a great white shark lunges at its prey. Its instincts honed over 400 million years of evolution, it's one of the most awesome and dangerous predators in the sea. But in the shadow of the great white shark lurks another, even more terrifying beast.
And that would be us. Yeah. The divers. Yeah, the sharks are more afraid of us than they are of them. Or
what?
Something like that.
What?
Yeah, they are. Well, unless you're spear fishing. You know, that's one of the videos we're going to talk about today on the show.
In which case, it looks like a swimming buffet.
Well, I think it was Bubble Boy who had forwarded the link to this video to me initially. It's already been seen by over 500,000 people. But there's spear fishermen. I think it was, is it Cape Canaveral where he was?
Somewhere around Brevard County, yeah.
Yeah, which is, you know, just off of the coast of Orlando.
Titusville, Coco. NASA.
Yeah. And, you know, it's gotten created quite a buzz because he's down there and he's filming with a GoPro, probably, it looks like a helmet cam or mask cam. And, you know, basically what happens is he's down there and a great white shows up, which is extremely rare, but does happen at this time of year in the colder months of Florida. We're starting to warm up now, but right now they are having some great white sightings. Actually, I've heard just today, this morning, there's been some sightings of great whites off of down by Broward, down there. I don't know.
It's the same shark. They've tagged it, and I believe they've been tracking it. Her name is Catherine.
Ah, okay.
Hepburn, and I believe she travels up and down the east coast of Florida.
You know, really?
At that age?
No. You know, yeah. Well, exactly. You know. Yeah. Exactly. You retire. To the Florida.
Ooh, look, we have a diver here.
Yeah. Anyway, the video has created quite a stir because it looks like this great white is coming after this guy. And the thing is, you know, if you're not a diver and you're not familiar with shark behavior at all or have any perspective on spearfishing or whatever, you could look at that because it does. I mean, the shark comes back at him like three or four times in the video. And is definitely interested in the diver. Now, the one thing that I picked up on immediately, though, is during the whole film, you see there's a spear gun in the frame. So he is definitely spearfishing. What you don't know is whether or not he actually had a string or a fish on him, which is possible. But the thing is, the bottom line is, if you're spearfishing, this can happen. You know, this is not out of the realm of possibility. And if you're going to go spearfishing, if you're going to go shooting lionfish, which is becoming more and more popular, you got to understand that you are going to potentially attract the attention of any sharks in the area. Now, great whites are rare off the coast of Florida, but they show up every now and then, especially in the colder months or cooler water temps of Florida. It's a little, like I said, it's kind of surprising to see one now. It's kind of at the end of the potential of seeing a white shark off the east coast of Florida, but it does happen. We get them every year. They don't necessarily make big news like this video is, but how this video was projected, and you know, he played the Jaws theme and the whole thing, and how it was thrown out there, I was a little, I don't know, I was disappointed because it made it look like, hey, there's great whites off the coast of Florida and they're waiting there, they're going to come after you. No, they're not. If you're out there diving and you're not spearfishing, chances are, even if there was a great white in the area, it isn't going to come up and eat you. I mean, the odds are so unlikely of anything like that happening. If he didn't have a spear gun in his hand, chances are that shark would have had nothing to do with him. And like I said, what we don't know, and I don't want to say he did have a string or a fish on him, but my guess is he probably had speared a fish at some point before that shark showed up, and that's what drew the attention of the great white. And then he poked it. He was poking at it, trying to, you know, keep it away and fighting the great white, which is understandable from his perspective, whether he had a fish on him or not. However, you know, that potentially agitates the shark as well. You don't know what's, you know, what the shark is thinking if he gets poked and he's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm just swimming around here and you're trying to poke me with your spear gun. I'll get you, you little rat bastard.
Stop poking me. Yeah. Well, I don't like getting poked.
But who knows? We don't know. But the reality is that the great white, I think, has been painted in a very poor picture in this video. And it's not a fair representation of what's
the shark
really
was just
on.
Minding his own business looking for surfers.
Exactly. And we got too many of those. You got to call the surfers out, especially in Florida. It's even worse out on the West Coast. That's why it's so rare in Florida. We probably need more of them.
Well, Greg, is it safe to say on that line of logic that because we have all this liquor in the studio for your birthday today, will Drunken Scuba Santa show up?
Oh, God, you had to bring that up. Is that a birthday gift?
Oh, you mean would he be attracted
by
the liquor?
Yes, I mean, since, exactly.
Oh, I didn't
the same
think of
type
that.
Of thing.
Well, you know what?
Lock the doors.
A drop of liquor, he can sense. Like 30 miles away or something like that, 300 miles away.
Unfortunately, we can also sense him, but it's not the liquor.
That's true. We can smell him.
We can smell him.
Yeah.
30 feet.
And, anyway. You know, I thought that was BO. I just figured that was one of you dudes. But now no. that you say it, it's like, you know what? That is probably what I'm picking up. But we'll have to see what happens. But I don't know. You guys saw that video, right?
Yeah.
And what do you think? What I just said, my little, you know, monologue on it, does that make sense to you guys?
It does now. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lobster looper.
No, no, that was no,
that's the way I think.
No, he was poking it. Was he poking it?
Yeah, he was defending himself.
He was just instinctively going, holy crap.
Yeah, he was defending himself, oh, which okay. is under, I mean, he did what you would expect someone to do if you thought the shark was coming to get you. But once again, the shark is honing in on probably smells. I mean, there's been talk that the bull sharks down in South Florida actually are attracted by the sound and rattling of a spear gun. Because the spear fishermen down there have done it so many years that just the sound of a spear rattling, they have associated that with a potential free meal. So it can happen. But you know what? That's fine. That's just part of the territory. You're going to go spear fish. You just know what you're dealing with and take that responsibility. Don't blame anybody else, especially don't blame the sharks. All right. That's my thought on it. Feel free to chime in. 888-88-SCUBA. We'll talk more about it in hour two. And who knows? Maybe Drunken Santa will even pop in. We'll have to wait and see as we continue our two-hour radio spectacular here. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.